Welcome back. You're listening to the News at One. An application by RTE to lift restrictions on naming an 11-year-old boy who was murdered by his uncle has been adjourned by the Central Criminal Court until Monday. The application was made in light of a change in the law relating to children who have died violently, which removes the restriction on naming deceased children except in certain exceptional circumstances. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell is with us. Orla, remind us why this application was before the court.
Well, it goes back to a case in October 2019 where a woman was found not guilty of murdering her 3-year-old daughter by reason of insanity. In that case, lawyers for the DPP made an application that she should not be named because a section of the Children's Act of 2001 said that where there were proceedings for an offence against a child, the child shouldn't be identified. And the court said identifying the mother would identify the child. Now, it's the first time, to my knowledge, such an application had been made. Previously, everyone had operated on the basis that this particular provision did not apply where the child was deceased. RTE and other media organisations went to the appeal court, but the decision was upheld very clearly there. And it meant children who had died violently, even where there were subsequent very high profile cases in the courts, couldn't be named. And some cases that happened after that appeal court decision was made, there were specific orders made by the judges saying that neither the child nor the accused could be identified. Now, that law has now been changed and it's come into effect today. But in cases where there are specific orders, such as this 11-year-old boy who was murdered by his uncle, it appears that applications have to be made individually to have the orders lifted, because otherwise publicly naming those would be involved, would be contempt of court. And that's despite the fact that in this case, the mother is extremely anxious to have her son's legacy acknowledged publicly.
Okay, so what happened in court today and what changes as a result of today?
Well, in court today, or yesterday, RTE went into the court in anticipation of the law changing and asked for this particular order in this particular case to be lifted. The judge felt that it would be better if the DPP and lawyers for the convicted person were put on notice and came back today again. RTE asked for the order to be lifted. Counsel for the convicted man said she hadn't had a chance to take instructions from her client, but she said that she couldn't identify any basis on which she could challenge the lifting of the order. But the counsel for the DPP wasn't available, and a solicitor on behalf of the state said she would like a senior counsel to be present. And the judge said, because it was the first such application, even though he said it appeared irresistible, he would adjourn it until Monday. So it doesn't affect the law. Change today means that other cases that have been completed where for a short period of time following the Court of Appeal decision, they couldn't be named, such as, for example, schoolgirl 14-year-old Anna Creagel. She can now be named again, whereas there was this period of time where she couldn't be named. And it means that where there is an offence against a child and where proceedings are in being, if that child has passed away, the child can be named.
Orla, thank you for that. Now, earlier I spoke to Kathleen Chadha, whose husband Sanjeev was convicted of murdering their sons, 10-year-old Owen and 5-year-old Rory, in July 2013. He was sentenced to life in prison after he pleaded guilty to murdering the two boys. I asked Kathleen what the previous order of 8 months had prevented her from doing.
Well, I haven't been able to publicly speak about Owen and Rory, identify them, identify my ex-husband, their father, who killed them. And I couldn't be identified myself either, actually, because by doing that, it would identify Owen and Rory. So I've been silenced.
And what difference did that make to you?
So it's almost like the principle of it. I've been very lucky in the circumstances over the last number of years. Since the trial, I've been able to speak out publicly about Owen and Rory, and I've been able to show the world, if you like, their faces and to talk about them openly, talk about myself, my own journey through and navigating grief and loss. And also in regards to the justice system and that work, if you like, that goes on. So I have been able to. And then suddenly, based on something that was totally unrelated to me, my circumstances or otherwise, I was gagged, effectively. And suddenly I couldn't do that. So the impact on me, I suppose, I'm very aware of the when I could and then when suddenly I couldn't. But I'm also very conscious, and I would obviously be in touch with other families who have had similar losses to myself in similar and different circumstances and more recent circumstances where they haven't been able to to have that opportunity and to speak about their loved ones. And so I'm very aware of the impact of it. I was quite confident from the beginning that this change would happen, but frustrated by the fact that it had to happen in the first place. The piece of legislation itself is good. It's protecting children, as is right and just and proper. But unfortunately, it didn't make the distinction between a living and a deceased child, and therefore what the impact would have. And I suppose it's frustrating to think that this legislation has been there for the last 20 years, protecting children.
Yes.
And then suddenly it was, in my view, misinterpreted.
And what does today's change mean to you?
It means I can come on and speak, and yes. I can talk to you about Owen and Rory, and I can do that again publicly. So it means an awful lot to me. It will mean more to others who haven't had the opportunities that I've had already. So I'm very aware and very conscious and very happy that that is the case. It's frustrating that it had to happen in the first place, but I am very happy, if you like, for want of a better word, that we are where we are today. And it took 6 months, and I suppose in the way the wheels of justice move in this country, I'm probably lucky that it took just 6 months.
Did you play a part, Kathleen, in the law being changed?
I'd like to think that by me speaking out and other families speaking out, that has played its part. Absolutely. I will say that, in fairness to my own sort of TD down here in Carlo, Jennifer Murnane O'Connor and Jim O'Callaghan, I know, because I spoke to them within the first 1 to 2 days of finding out the Court of Appeals ruling last October, and both assured me. This would be Jim's area of expertise, but assured me absolutely that, you know, this change will happen. And I trusted that, you know, and I was right to trust it. So I'm, you know, in the circumstances, I'm happy that that has happened. But I'd also like to just say that there are times where not all families are like me. Not all people or families of loved ones who've been murdered want to speak out.
Yes.
So that's perfectly right. That is absolutely their right. And they should never feel nobody should ever feel that they have to. But, you know, the right to speak out is my right. And to have that taken away in the way that it was, albeit for a short period of time, is very frustrating.
Can I ask you before I let you go, how are you today?
it's funny, these kind of day, these wins, for want of a better word, come, I suppose you're always with two minds to it. I'm happy that this has happened, and I'm happy that, you know, that I suppose common sense prevailed, but it's frustrating and it's very sad for me personally that this has to be the case, that you know, my boys, I'm happy that they're a part of change and you know, in a way partly responsible for that change happening, but it's also really tough because they're not here. You know, so the reasons why I have to have these conversations is what is painful. And that pain doesn't go away. Just it's there. You learn to live with it. So it's a bittersweet day in that respect.
That was Kathleen Chadha speaking to me earlier today.